they'd run and was in the pasture and snort, rope. You always had your cotton gin before you sold it, and you carried your seed back home to feed the stock. Fit in the cotton seed, cows, calves.
Well, you use your own, you bring your own cotton seed back, I see.
Break or some brands or some nubbins or some shucks, something other with them, feed them cotton seed, hay and shucks and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you're buying seed from you. That day and time you couldn't afford to buy it very much. And live on what you had one way or the other.
Did you ever have any wild hogs around?
No, there wasn't any wild hogs. Way back when I was a boy, and by up there close to the swamp, there's a bunch of hogs that grew up in the swamp over there, give folks a lot of trouble. They went there and killed them. They'd get in the field a full year and eat up a field of corn, you see, and they'd kill them in the wild. That's the only ones I ever heard of. And that's back when I was just a boy.
Were they just loose or were they really wild?
They just loose in the swamp and back, making the living off the acorn stuff in the swamp till crops was in the field, and they'd go and tear into the field and get the corn. And folks had to do anything, kill them, get shut up.
They always. And thin, they call them razor blade hogs.
Oh, I see.
They weren't
necessarily wild then.
Yes, they were pretty wild.
Right. Uh-huh. Are they the ones that have those big, what do you call them?
Tushes.
Tushes.
I guess they could be dangerous if you...
Well, back then, every farmer had his mark that he kept a mark in the hog's ear where it's marked. Sometimes it's just a V-shaped cut on the underside of the ear, and sometimes on top. Sometimes it's the end of the ear clipped off and a mark in there. Maybe it's be two or three marks in the ear. Don't notify whether it's his or not, see, so anybody would know who it was. Well, you see, when they grew up in the swamp back then, nobody knew anything about this. Peach wasn't marked, and there was anybody could claim it wanted. But they had the man's mark on it, well, you couldn't kill it, but you was killing his hog. But if it wasn't marked, well, then it was anybody's hog. It wanted to be.
Marked your cows, too.
Yeah,
they marked the cows.
Marked the cows, that's what you see.
Mm-hmm.
But after the stock law, you better put them in the pasture and kept the fence around them. Well, that wasn't that necessary for that then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ask about a few more questions about animals here. What was the male of the hog called in the old days?
Same as boar. Male hog was called a boar, you see.
And he
was the one that was dangerous to them was. And he got to be very old. He had the wrong tusks, and he would strike with him and it hurt.
Mm-hmm. What was a barrel?
That was a castrated male hog, you see, for meat purposes. You castrated him and made a bear out of him so you could kill him and eat him, you see, and the meat would be good. You take an old boar hog and run him 2 or 3 years, meat ain't fit to eat, it's coarse and grainy, you see, and strong.
You've got to
castrate those male hogs to make meat hogs out of them. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing about the fattening hog. You had to castrate him at the right time and in the right way for him to be ready to eat when you got ready to kill him, you see. You couldn't castrate him just to kill him right straight, you see. The sooner he's castrated, the better he make better meat to be, you see, when he grows up. But if he's run as a male several years, he's not good at all.
Well, what was the female? What is a gilt? Is that the female?
Yeah, that's the female. And you spayed them to keep them from having pigs.
Well, the gilt is spayed, I see.
Yeah. To keep them from breeding, too, you see.
And a real young hog, is there a name for real young ones?
Little ones are pigs, and they get large, they're shoats, you see. A shoat's a middle, what you'd call a middle-sized hog, maybe.